I think we do have Pastor Chirima. Pastor Chirima, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Whew, thank God we finally were able to find you.
No, thank you. We praise you for his goodness.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start with the conversation, I know our time is fast spent. Can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father in heaven above, we want to come before your throne this morning, thanking you for according us an opportunity to come together as a children to deliberate on this subject. We are looking at boyhood, critical thinking. Help us, Lord, as we narrow our discussion on this subject, may you guide us, and also help us, Lord, to bring out those ideas that you think can be helpful to each one of us. May you strengthen us, may you heal us in the process, and also may you restore each one of us and those that will hear this message and this sharing in the radio. For we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things critical thinking. What does the Bible now say about wisdom and understanding? And how can now these principles be applied to developing critical thinking, problem-solving skills?
Sorry, come again.
What does the Bible say about wisdom and understanding?
Okay, wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Bible teaches us that wisdom, it's a spiritual gift. It's a gift that comes from God, and it is supposed to be asked for from the Lord. And then understanding is something that comes through reading and studying, and those two things, as they work together, they are able to develop a person to be able to differentiate between good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when the young boys in Fundiswami now understand these principles, right, how can they apply them to develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills?
Now, since the Bible, being the basis and the beginning of all wisdom, reading the Bible and understanding God being the beginning of wisdom, the boys, as they develop, they need to read the Bible, they need to hear words from the scriptures and be able to critique some of these statements, asking questions, so that they can be able to navigate the life challenges and make informed decisions as they grow and develop and make choices.
So, because I could imagine, Fundiswami, that there are quite a couple of skills, you know, when it comes to critical thinking. Why is it that critical thinking and problem-solving skills are important for boys?
Yes, they are important because the boys, when they are being brought up, you know, someone once said, boyhood is a stage where life is so good. Life is so, people enjoy life at that age between 5 to 18 years. Mm-hmm. It's a happy time. But now there are some victories that are needed, some triumphs, little triumphs that the little boys need to achieve. And also there are tragedies that come their way, such as maybe there may be boys that are growing where the parents have divorced, and also things like moving from one guardian or parent to another. Such things can be challenging. So now these boys, they need now to be able to acquire some skills in thinking, in communication.
Mm.
They need to acquire those critical so that they can be able to navigate to the challenges of life, especially that come their way as they are growing. Some are brought up and maybe they are not able to overcome some infant diseases, and they grow up with some disabilities, and now they need to understand, and they need to know who they are. So God will assist them as they develop these abilities of critical thinking. And then in the Bible, the Bible encourages people to have practical ways of developing this critical thinking, because God says, come, let us reason together. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come, let us reason, which means God wants people who reason, who think, so that you can be able to know who you are, and how you can move from the maybe a weaker level of life to a stronger level of life, from the evil to the good.
So, looking at, you know, this is a skill that one develops, and sometimes there can be barriers to that skills. What are some common barriers to developing critical thinking and problem solving skills?
There are barriers. Some of them may be in the background, how you are being brought up, and maybe because you don't choose family you have to belong to, you find yourself in a particular family that may not realize the need for children to develop such critical thinking.
Yes.
And at times, children are discouraged when they ask these questions. Some parents will discourage them from being inquisitive, from asking questions that are critical. They will say, no, you don't have to ask such questions. Don't be silly. You see, whereas young people need to be allowed to ask, to get a platform where they ask these questions, and somehow they get the answers that come, that are simple and that can be understood at their level. Yes.
So how can they overcome those barriers, Mfundisi?
I think on their own, as young people, they need to develop in themselves to say, no, I need to know. They need to have that quest of knowing, of knowing. And also the people who bring up young people need to understand that children, these young people need some practical ways or practical steps in helping the young ones to develop. Practical steps like, being given some memory verses, some memory texts to memorize, and also things like looking at some biblical topics to study and discuss in groups, such as to discuss even difficult topics like what is an angel, where did angels come from, what is the work of angels. Such things can also develop them. And also things like health and temperance contests, they need to go to such and be able to be developed. Playing games, both field games and even table games like soccer, netball, volleyball, such. And even traveling to places, looking at nature, and also maybe the life in the jungle, the behavior of different animals, snakes, and all those things can be able to help a person to be critical and to analyze. And also now to be able to solve problems.
So how can we now, you spoke about, us, allowing the children, and teaching them, for example, memory versus ETC. How can encouraging curiosity and asking questions help in developing critical thinkers?
Okay. encouraging them, when we keep on encouraging them, they begin to find something that can occupy them. As they get occupied in memorizing these texts, you know, they begin to analyze them. For instance, Psalms 123, verses 1 to 6, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, they begin to look at God in a different way now.
Yes.
Because they understand the shepherd and the flock. And then they see how the shepherd is being very careful with his flock.
Mm.
And then they begin to look critically on saying, so God is my shepherd. He can shepherd me. He can guide me. Such kind of, as they develop the skill of memorizing these verses, in the process, they begin to deeply analyze now these words and try to apply. And maybe they will begin to answer questions now, certain questions that that may not be answered by a simple person who has not gone through such training, such memorization of passages.
That is good, Mfundisi. So, I mean, so as we wrap up, Mfundisi, there, what role does analytical activities such as puzzles, games, you know, when they are playing, how does it now help in improving their problem solving and critical thinking skills?
Yeah, yes, things like, you know, puzzles. It's like something that is a word that has been dismangled or a picture that has been disfigured. As you are trying to bring it to its shape, so that maybe it's an elephant, a picture of an elephant that has been disfigured because it's a puzzle-like. And then when the child is trying to bring it together, in the process, he is developing the mind of being able to reason from cause to effect, from cause to effect. And then if they are playing soccer, it's like, you know, I sometimes enjoy young boys playing soccer.
Yeah.
They learn the principles of rules.
Okay.
Especially in soccer, you know, for the player, for the game to maybe to come to a point where they are saying there is a penalty, someone might have misbehaved in the 18 area, where
yes.
It's a section which is called the 18 area. If they play soccer, they begin to know that, you know, I don't have to break rules, especially when I'm in the 18 area.
True.
Because that will constitute to a penalty and maybe a score, a negative thing on our side.
Mm.
It's like now a child would then know now that in this life, you know, there is a penalty area of life where I don't need to play around with abuse. I don't need to play around with abusive things, because once you leave, you lose life. It's a once off kind of. You have lost and life is gone. So these kind of games, they help them now to be able to know that, you know, a person should not touch me on this part,
yes,
because it's dangerous.
Yes.
I should not, such kind of a thing. They're already developing. So games and, you know, puzzles, they help them actually in matters of principle, to be able to adhere to certain principles for the good of life.
Hi, Mfundisi, thank you. We appreciate that one in the insights. I'm praying that the parents were listening so that they can help the boys as well. I'm going to ask Pastor that before you end, can you please offer a word of prayer for our boy children?
Okay, that's fine. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Our gracious Father in heaven, we once again come before your throne, thanking you, Lord, for giving us young people, the boys that are growing in our midst. I want to present each one of them who is listening, who will hear this message, into your hands. May you welcome them. May you touch them. May you bless them. Do not leave them. Continue to increase their knowledge and their understanding of who you are. And Help them, Lord, to reason from cause to effect. Since you have said they need to ask and they'll be given, they need to seek and they shall find, and they need to knock. Help us, Lord, as they develop these skills of coming to you, asking questions, asking for blessings. May you provide these blessings for them. Develop them in your knowledge, and may you help them to obey the parents as they grow, so that there is a relationship that is good between them and their parents, and they're able to be taught to know you and to trust you, O God. Thank you for listening to this prayer. Thank you for answering it. In Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Terima, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. The same to you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.